Bill Livingston is a columnist with the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Bill Livingston joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Bill, I'm going to ask you this. How many people were surprised when this report came out? Because I think fans and media in a lot of cities, we're kind of going through this in Toronto right now. I think there's a feeling on the part of a lot of people that Josh Donaldson of the Blue Jays is not exactly happy to be here. And I think people may have had that same feeling with Kyrie. What was the reaction to this story?
Oh, no. I know. It was a bombshell.
It was, eh?
I thought he had shown that he was more of a team player because his assists were higher. He had several double assist games. He had said on June 1 that he talked about how great it was playing with LeBron and learning from him, and that he knew that someday it would be his time to be the leader of this team or of a team. I think he said of this team. But he knew it wasn't now, and he didn't want his selfishness to get in the way of team goals because they were certainly good enough to win a championship. Where did that guy go? He comes off as a hypocrite and a really selfish guy. They'd been to 3 straight finals. There's no reason to think they wouldn't have gone to a 4th straight. Now, beating Golden State would be a very tough thing since Kevin Quisling ran away from Oklahoma City after he couldn't beat Golden State and joined a 73-win team. But if you look at it as the glass half full, a better last 3 minutes of Game 3, a terrible, obvious club to the face that was borderline flagrant by Durant that was not called, that would have sat him on the bench for the final 10 minutes of the second quarter when they blew the game open in Game 5, it was a much more competitive series. Now, you know, I'm just fed up with Kyrie Irving. I mean, he's always been kind of a guy who you could see peaks of his ego when he proclaimed himself to be that team had 2 closers as early as the first series against Detroit when he hit some big shots. And I pretty much bought into that. I actually wrote after the finals that as far as the last 3 games went, as spectacular as James was, they really had they had co-MVPs because Irving had big scoring games, and even in game, even when he didn't, he had important points that he made to beat back a challenge in the 5th game. They both scored 41 in that game, but I thought he had the biggest shots when they got within six points with 8 minutes to go, which is you can lose that game easily. That was game 5 the year they won. Not much of a defensive player. Would try in the big games, but was the most exciting. And I go back all the way to remembering Earl the Pearl and people like that. The most exciting, dynamic finisher below the rim, around the basket, I've ever seen, with shots that nobody even practices, with spinners that he could hit. And he had every level of the game. The deep three that hit in Curry's face to win the championship. He could pull up for jumpers. He could hit floaters. If he was fouled, he was close to a 90% foul shooter. His offense was stunning. This is an enormous blow to the Cavaliers. Not like when James left, but and another thing, he never won before LeBron came.
Right.
He was the highlight player for 3 years, and they were one of the worst teams in the league. So, he has no leverage. They can send him to Sacramento if they want to, although I don't know what they could get.
Well, this is the thing that confuses me.
Could have done it before at the start of the offseason.
Right.
They could have had some preparations.
And this gets to your point, Bill. I mean, if, again, unhappy player wants to leave. Okay, it's not a perfect situation. But if you do it properly, if you say to the team, look, I really think, I want to move, all the stuff he's saying. I certainly wouldn't go to a team and say I want to be the focal point, but if you just say, hey.
No, there were better ways to say it.
Exactly.
That's his heart, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's time to move on. Do it quietly. Don't undercut the team's availability to trade you, and especially in this marketplace. Then you're fine. That's what I kind of don't get about this, because if Kyrie Irving does that, shuts up, and lets the Cavaliers, and I understand that maybe David Griffin, maybe that had something to do with this. I don't know.
I think it did.
And Bill, you got to let the team do its job, don't you?
Right. You got to give them notice so they can make plans. I wouldn't trade him right away unless I got a big offer, because they're going to get lowballed. Everybody knows they need to do it. And, you know, we'll see if he's got enough personal pride not to tank if they open the season with him. But I think he's going to be traded. But I wouldn't take the first offer that falls off the turnip truck either.
And, Bill, here's another thing, as one of my listeners just pointed out as well. If you want to be the focal point, why not wait for a year? If LeBron goes, and again, we don't know what's going to happen there, but bang, you're the focal point. And I don't know.
I must have thought LeBron was going to stay, which I guess I think certainly was endangered by the Griffin thing, but I think it's still more likely that he will stay than not, but not the slam dunk that I used to think it was. No one could blame LeBron. Let's get that out of the way. I mean, he promised a championship. He delivered it the first in over a half century. He's done great work in his charities. He's a different guy than he was the first time. He's socially aware. I mean, he's really become an admirable person from one who was reviled by a lot of fans when he left. Irving is just a basketball player. He's not a civic icon like LeBron is.
So what does Cleveland do now? Can you realistically start the season with this guy, knowing that this is out there publicly, and knowing that everything is now going to center around Kyrie?
Yeah, well, you probably can't, but I wouldn't take the first offer. If it has to drag into the season, I would.
Mm-hmm.
He has no leverage other than just, doing a Keith Hernandez and claiming he's hurt or something, whatever he did with when he was with the Indians and just collecting his checks.
Right.
He has no leverage contractually. I was so wrong about that. He had bought into the, and he put all this stuff out that was just, one day it's white, one day it's black. You know, I mean, is he Donald John Irving or what? You know, reference to the U.S. president.
Right. Is he, do you buy the suggestion that perhaps this was talked about with David Griffin before the draft and that Griffin was working?
I have no idea. I don't think Griffin was very close-mouthed, except with the, guys he, the beat guys.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was reporting anything about this. This was, I think, blindsided everybody. I think it's very true that teams can trade players and that players are just commodities and all of that. But, I just think to have left on the with the team they ended the season with, even if they got rid of some of the guys on the bench, they're probably a finalist again.
Oh, sure.
I don't think Boston's ready to take them yet. I mean, they won two games in the finals with LeBron and four role players, because Irving was in and out of the lineup and then broke his kneecap in the first game of the finals, and Love was hurt in the first round series. But he is not LeBron. He's not 6'8". He's not the passer LeBron is. He's not the Russell Westbrookian, and even more so if he wanted to be triple-double force. So we'll see how he does as the tallest guy in Munchkinland.
Bill, is there any way you think that LeBron – or is there anything LeBron can do to try to repair this? And I'm not laying this at LeBron, but what I am saying is
that surprised me that he's not taking a role in this, because he certainly lobbied for, Tristan Thompson, who was actually a conflict of interest that the NBA always ignores, had the same agent and was with LeBron's, representative group.
Mm-hmm.
He lobbied for him to get a very big contract that was worth it the first time. Not worth it this year, the way he played in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I was asked the other day if I could parallel park. I'm getting to a point, three moves or not. And I said, well, slightly more often than not, I've got kind of a Tristan Thompson average on that.
We got to keep that one. That's perfect.
Fouling put him at the line,
Yeah.
One of two at best. But, then you can play 3-for-1 instead of 3-for-2. I know I liked it too.
That was very good. It's very good. Don't keep that. Bring it out again just before the start of the season. It's terrific. So what do we know about Kobe Altman? What does he have to do here? And
I don't know anything about him. I haven't talked to him. I know he was just the next guy in line.
Yeah.
I assume he's Griffin had a competent staff. I assume he's pretty good. I don't know anything about him. barely knew who he was when Griffin left. And I even wrote last week that Dan Gilbert should go to Griffin now. I don't think it's possible. You know, I didn't think it was very possible then, and just say, this was a mistake. Can I get you back? I don't have any idea when. Well, I do have an idea when he did that. When Dan showed up at the White House the day the Cubs were being greeted by the president, that was really startling, given that the Cubs beat the Indians in extra innings in the seventh game of the World Series after the Indians beat your Jays in an upset also. And I wondered about that and did a little research. Dan Gilbert's facing a lawsuit in the state of Michigan about the lending practices of Quicken Loans that the Obama administration put in motion in the Justice Department. He's there to lobby Trump for help on this. I have no doubt that that was the reason he was there. And he may not have paid Griffin because he knew he couldn't scrimp on players, but he could sure save the money for the legal costs. That is my suspicion, and I'm waiting to be proved wrong.